So I'm currently walking along the towpath of the Worcester and Birmingham Canal. Near a place called Bromsgrove. It's a stunning morning, no cloud in the sky. It's the 3rd of January 2014, and we're currently walking along what is known as the Tardibig Flight. So it's the longest flight of locks in Great Britain. So for those of you who don't know what a canal lock is, those in far-flung areas of the world, it's basically a brick-built chamber with doors at either end that allow the canal to be raised and lowered to allow the canal barges to go up and down hills, basically. So you've got looking at the lockers with the lock gates. The big massive oak gates with paddles on the top and winding gear, and basically they open a little hatch at the base of the door, and that allows you to either fill or empty the lock. So I'm looking at the lock gates now, there's quite a bit of leakage on these locks. I think that's designed into the system. Quite a bit of leakage. So we're currently walking down in the direction of Worcester. So we're about halfway between Birmingham and Worcester. That distance is about 30 miles. And it's known as one of the hardest flights of locks in the country. As I say, it's the longest. I think there's 30 locks in about 2.5 miles. And quite often in summer when you come down here, it's teeming with boats going up and down the flight. So we're now just coming to lock 55. Here, there's just the bits of water flowing down the door. What a dangerous place it locks, actually. I'm looking at a shelf right at the bottom of the door. The door's about 8 or 9 feet tall, maybe 10 foot. And at the bottom of the door, there's a concrete shelf. And sadly, quite a few people over the years either lost their footing on the boats, or they've got the boat stuck and they've tipped the boat over within in the chamber lock, in the lock chamber. So it's really not a place for messing around. So quite in an area out of farm country, quite a few farms around. You often see sheep and cattle grazing in the summer. We're heading towards a place called Bittle Reservoir, which was built as a feeder reservoir for the canal. Just to keep the water levels up. And there's a pumping station towards the top of the flight of the locks, which is now a private residence. And dotted along the side of the lock chambers is a series of weirs, which I guess is to regulate the canal level. in times of flood. So I think what we'll do, we'll resume at Bittle Reservoir. Standing by Bittle Reservoir, just at the part of the reservoir there's a little overflow section. And we're basically looking at a concrete trough with a series of steps, and as the wind blows the water around, it's just overflowing into the canal. What you're hearing is the gentle waves of the excess water. It's just overflowing on a concrete ledge down a series of steps under a short bridge and up into the canal. It's quite blustery today. We've just gone past the canal keeper's cottage. So we're just standing on the banks of the reservoir, quite popular with birds. Not too much activity going on today, so the wind noise isn't too much. We'll venture up the steps. So we're now just on the embankment of the reservoir. Quite popular with fishermen as well. Sadly, you can hear me above the wind noise. It's quite bleak today. The sun was out earlier, it's now gone in. Amazing feat of engineering, really, these locks. Considering they're 300 years old, I think the canal got to this part of Worcestershire in the early 1800s. So we're going to keep walking. So we've come slightly a bit further down the canal now, and we're at bridge number 54. It's a little brick built bridge, I'd imagine built for the farmers to get the cattle across. And what's quite nice is there's a lock virtually in front of the bridge. So as the boats descend down the canal, they're pretty much under the bridge. So this is the winding gear. So we've got a handle. And there's a gear on top of each door. And it basically operates the flap, as I said earlier. So we're at the base of the Bittle Reservoir, see the embankment. There's no pumping station anymore, I don't think, unless there's an electric one. But the old pumping station is for sale. Used to be a cafe and bar at one time. So now got a bit of rain coming in, so I'll have to stand under the bridge. Let's have a quick wander over the bridge. I don't think we'll take cars. I probably would do, actually. More of a farm track, I think, farm vehicle. a chap coming by on his bike. So we just overlooking the farm. Farmer's field. So the canals are a part of the UK's bike network. So you often find commuters getting on the bikes. And each set of locks has their own number. So we've just come over the bridge, as I just said. And then I just bought one of the little wheels. So we've got like a small channel. And next this water's just running away. Diverting the lock under a little tunnel. Like a brick-built tunnel. Yeah, so it's interesting, these canals, as I say. They were built to serve the Industrial Revolution in the, well, sort of 300 years ago, before the trains and the cars came. They were the major byways of England. It's in that lock number 50. Now it's starting to rain, so I'm going to seek shelter, I think, under the canal bridge. We'll let the rain pass and we'll make our way home. So, once again, thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you in the next boom.